on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yeah!
With Toby Tarrant on Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, you'll find us on our socials at Radio X. Now, here's Toby Tarrant.
Hello there, good morning, Wednesday morning. 6:31. And it's not just any old Wednesday morning this morning, because this morning...
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely soaking wet.
It's raining men.
Oh, yes.
Oh, the lads.
Finally, the shackles are off.
You can say what you really think.
Executive producer Pippa isn't here with us this morning.
Mm-mm.
So it's just me, Dom and Chris. It's not my name, though. Sorry, Captain Crabby.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
I prefer my real name, but that's my actual name.
I'm pretty sure when they sung this song, it was about, you know, blokes with six packs and stuff.
Probably.
But you've got me, Dom, and Captain this morning. You've
got some real men.
I've got a hairy beer belly. And I get an inordinate amount of belly button fluff.
Do you?
Crazy amount. It's raining there.
We're so hot.
Captain, can I please just get the clip of just that very end bit? Ooh, it's raining men, yeah. Just for when anyone says anything bawdy.
it'll be my pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, for the millennials amongst us, we've also got the Jerry Halliwell version.
It's raining men.
Wasn't this song... This song's written by a man, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
That's
which
even
is,
better.
Which makes the lyrics
that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
She's a single woman too, yeah.
It's written by two blokes called Paul.
Two blokes called Paul.
There we go.
Do you know what the birds need? Is a song where they can really appreciate the male form. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, that's a good idea, Paul. Thanks, Paul.
I like the fact in 2 days' time is International Women's Day.
Yes.
That's it. It's a precursor, isn't it?
But until then... Oh, I thought she was going to say it. It was going to be perfect.
That was backtimed perfectly. That was my edit. No. Sorry about that.
You're very welcome. Yes, just myself, Dominic and Captain. But we do have some guests joining us later because we have got Stumpy...
Now that is a bloke's name, isn't it? Stumpy.
We have got Stumpy. However, don't worry, because he's not the only one we'll be talking to this morning, because also we will be chatting to Radio X's Rich Wolfenden.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. Amen.
Now, in our little show running order thing,
says I haven't looked at it.
Rich Wolfenden.
You haven't.
Push him.
What's the plan?
Between 9 and 9.30. And then a mobile phone number next to Rich Wolfenden. Do we read that out?
Yeah, let's read it all out. Let's read
Is that his number?
That's his number, yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, right. That's just Rich's personal mobile number.
Is this the thing we're doing now? Every guest, we just put their mobile number. Gabby Logan was in yesterday, 0771.
We've all got her number. We read it out by accident.
So Rich Wolfenden is going to be in. He's going to be talking about the fact that he is running the London Marathon.
Oh, unbelievable. I bow to him.
Yeah.
As I bowed to you and I bowed to Pippa.
Yes.
It's a long way. I've done half a marathon. The idea of doing that twice would be hell on earth.
Do you know, I mean, it is insanely long. And
it's too long. They should change too long. It.
Yeah, they should. They absolutely should. And the maddest thing is that people who those ultra marathons where you or like where you run 100 miles or people that do those triathlons, the thought of when I finish the London Marathon someone then handing me a bike
or a pair of swimming trunks, off you go.
I feel like, what are you doing? Insane. So Rich Wolfenden is running the London Marathon. The Globals make some noise, so we'll get him on. Would that be his breakfast show debut?
I think it probably would be.
Breakfast debut certainly for Richie Boy?
Certainly in the flesh, I think,
Yeah, so that'd be lovely. Stumpy's back with his pub quiz that was meant to be yesterday, but it's today because we had Gabby Logan and Mark. How lovely was that chat with Gabby Logan and Mark Chapman?
Oh, it was great.
Oh,
it was good.
Lovely. Such a lovely time.
Lovely people.
Oh, delightful people.
Yeah.
I've saved the... Because I'm playing golf with Dom later.
Yes.
And then I'm going to get the train back and I've got the first episode of Sports Agents downloaded, ready to go for my journey back.
Two. Came out yesterday, didn't it, the first one? Yeah.
Very, very exciting. Available on Global Player, of course.
That's it.
We've got some other stuff that we need to get through. I've got a story about a parrot.
Right.
Right.
That's it.
Story about a parrot.
That's it.
We're all desperate to know it.
Must get round to that as well.
Do you sell on that?
Yeah. Please do. Get round to that.
So, you know, it's a busy, busy, busy show. But right now, 6:36, Wednesday morning, let's get a track on. This is Arctic Monkeys, When the Sun Goes Down.
So who's that girl?
David Bowie, Rebel Rebel, 6:45, Wednesday morning, Radio X. Toby Tarrant in for Christopher Moyles. Hope you're having a splendid week so far. So if you just tuned in, hello there. It is myself. It is Dominic Byrne. And running the show today is Captain Crapbeard. What a promotion.
It's a shock to all of us.
Yep.
You are executive.
Well, no.
You are.
You are today.
You're the only one.
In the room, perhaps. But Pippa's definitely still in charge.
Well...
You say that.
You say that, but right now, I don't see her.
Hey, Pip, are you in charge?
I heard nothing.
Not a peep. Not a peep. I mean, look, sure, it's because Pip wasn't expected to work this week and she's got this week off. Producer Vin's, you know, very, very ill.
Yeah.
You've really fallen upwards. But
definitely.
But, hey, here we are.
Listen.
Can you put executive producer of The Chris Boyle Show on your LinkedIn now, do you reckon?
No.
No?
Oh, no.
Oh, I would.
Oh, I would go for it.
What an insult to all executive producers and Pippa and the show.
So how does it... I don't really know how any radio works. But so you're executive producer. So, like, if Dom, like, says something terrible on air, like he calls me a silly billy, you get the rap, don't
fault.
You?
Yeah.
Great.
Captain's fault
Well,
for that.
This is excellent news.
In a way, yes.
So I get away... So you could say, Toby, you're a big nitwit.
Yeah.
And... Ofcom goes straight to captain.
Straight to captain.
And they circumnavigate you.
We get away scot-free.
Yeah. I'll definitely have meetings, but your careers will be over. So it depends
you
what.
Well, joke's on you, because I don't have much of a career in the first place.
Hey, got you there.
You look pretty silly now.
Yeah, you can't shoot what you can't see.
Got you there, didn't he?
Well, congratulations on you.
High five.
Yeah, come on. Now, so you, let's talk about your CV. So, university?
Yeah.
Where?
I went to De Montfort Uni in Leicester.
Oh, so you didn't go to university. And then...
Nice format.
Education joke.
Anywhere I said.
You are right. First job out of uni, where'd you go?
I mean, it wasn't in radio straight away.
No.
I worked in a Cafe Nero.
Oh, yeah?
Did you?
What were you doing in a... Were you a barista?
Yeah,
did you leave law?
Good.
Very good. That's 2 out of 2.
Come on.
Do you know you studied law?
That's very good.
Come on.
How long are you there for? Are the old Nero?
About a year
there.
Yeah. Interning here at Global.
Interning.
So whilst narrowing.
On what show?
I was just a capital.
Just making teas and coffees or just shadowing
on
people?
On the production team. Audio production team. Yeah.
So some poor bloke was trying to edit some audio and you were just like over his shoulder going, what are you doing?
Yes.
Right.
No, that's absolutely what happened.
And then...
Two sugars, please.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wrong job.
Yeah. And then you... And then you, what, murdered that person and got their job?
I moved to Swindon to go to Hart, Wiltshire at the time.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
do you have ties to Swindon or not?
Not really, no.
No.
I kind of knew the managing editor there.
Helps.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I say I knew him. I applied for a job, which I didn't get. And then I was on the roster. I was on the email chain.
Ah. That's
good.
And then lovely. I got a job there, was there for a year, came back to London.
And then Capital, audio producing.
Yeah.
Because we knew each other from around the building, but I had no idea what you did.
No.
Just saw you just sat in a little box room occasionally and waved at you.
Yeah.
Mm. Applied for the job at the Chris Miles show and thought, yeah, that's a bit of me.
That's
about
me.
Thought that show is lacking a bit of Captain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a Captain-shaped hole.
Yeah. I didn't know my name was going to be that at the time.
But no.
You applied as Chris, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's my name.
And then when did you join the Chris Miles show?
September 22.
And here we are.
Was it really?
Producing the show. Producing a national treasure and Dominic Byrne.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, a year and a half later.
Wow.
What a meteoric rise.
You've been here 18 months.
Yeah.
Good Lord. That's flown.
Feels like longer. Oh, sorry. It's flown.
sorry,
flown.
No, thanks, Dom.
Yeah.
It's a good job I work with you mostly in terms of less.
Do you ever send, like, pictures of you flicking the V's to, like, your old pals that worked at Cafe Vero saying, like, look at me now?
No.
Have you stayed in touch with the Nero
gang? Because I don't talk to them anymore.
Do you? Okay, no, too big time.
That will show them.
Too big time.
No, we just... lost touch. Nothing aggressive.
That's more accurate, probably.
Yeah.
And we just lost touch. No, we drifted apart. What can I tell you? They wanted to make coffee. I wanted to make radio.
Both important parts of society.
Yeah.
Both useful in the morning.
Sure.
Well, congratulations on your meteoric rise, even if it is by default.
Mm.
Now, the producer, Vin, who is on the mend, God love him.
Yeah, he is, luckily, isn't he?
So he went to India. Now, I've been to India once for a few days, and... I'm going to not going to lie to you. Mm. I didn't do true India.
Right.
Went with my mum when I was about 21. I'd finished travelling. I met her in India for a few days.
Yeah.
And I'd been staying in like $1 a night hostels in Australia and Asia.
Mm.
I said, Mum, can we sleep in a nice hotel? And she went, yeah, go on then. So we stayed in a very nice 5-star hotel in India. So I can't really say I've been to India. But James has come back recently and Vin's come back recently.
Yeah.
And both been really unwell.
Really unwell, yeah. James had a swollen arm. Took 100 tablets that he should never have taken, had a terrible reaction, and is still not right now.
No.
After, what, a month ago?
Yeah. And producer Vin is... He was in hospital for 2 days, God love him, on a drip. He was so dehydrated. And then he's back in the office now. But he's left a part of him in India.
Really, do you
I
think?
Was chatting to him yesterday. He's dead behind the eyes.
Is he?
He was looking right through me yesterday.
Yeah, honestly.
He'll love his bedside manner chat.
Yeah, he doesn't know what day of the week it is, God love him.
Really?
I don't think he'll ever... fully heal.
Yeah. I'll get well soon.
Yeah, it'll get well soon,
Vin. That's rubbish, isn't it?
So I feel like I should go to India, but I have a delicate disposition.
Do you?
I...
Do you?
No. But...
Excellent.
No, but... I did get so ill in Vietnam once that...
Right.
Have I ever told you a story? A very, very quick
story. Tell me one story you did in Vietnam.
Oh.
No, not that one.
No, that's a bad one.
Yeah.
No, the story, very quick story. I don't know what I ate, but I was so, so ill. Bradford and Bingley.
Oh,
but I was staying in a hostel.
Ugh.
My mate Andy, my best mate in the world, best man at my wedding, he basically was like, oh, you look horrible, mate. I'm going to go.
Mm.
So he went partying for 3 days without me. Fair play. What can he do?
Yeah.
So I was lying in this hostel toilet cubicle for 48 hours, just throwing up, soiling myself. It was grim, right?
Oh, dear.
It was absolutely grim. And then after 2 days, people would occasionally come in the hostel, I'd never met before, would come and knock on the door.
Yeah.
Are you okay in there? Word had gone around the hostel, there was this really ill guy in the bathroom, communal bathroom, so there's girls in there as well.
Oh, dear.
Which I just want to apologise to those women profusely.
Yeah.
And the lowest point of my life, I reckon, in a life of low points, I was so dehydrated at one point. Every now and then someone would come to the bathroom and go, please, can you get me a bottle of water? I'll pay you back when I'm feeling better. And some stranger I never met, I'd just see their hand.
Oh, that's
would
nice.
Pass a bottle of water underneath the toilet. But because I'm so tall, my legs were in the were out the cubicle.
Oh, okay.
So they could just see legs. For 48 hours.
Oh.
But at one point, it was the middle of the night, so nobody come in for hours, and I just wanted some water so badly.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to feel some moisture on my lips, which were all dry and cracked. So I got the gun that in Vietnam you used to spray up your bottom after you've had a poo, and I just sprayed it over my lips so that I could feel some moisture. Totally. It was the lowest, in a life of low points. I thought I'd hit rock bottom, but then I sprayed a bidet gun over my lips, and it turns out rock bottom has a basement.
Toby.
Anyway.
This is what you're producing today, Captain.
Yeah. Oh, it's an honour. I hope you're enjoying your breakfast.
Yeah.
It's 6:52. It's Wednesday morning. Why not let us know the time that you were most violently ill with all the gory details? Ian Brown, F-E-A-R, on Radio X.
Ian Brown. Pointed.
Ian Brown, F-E-A-R, 6:56. Sorry, I wasn't planning on telling him. Graphic story.
Sometimes just happens, doesn't it?
This morning, about the time I was very ill in Vietnam. Mm. Hello to Rob and Carmel who say, hi Toby, thanks for the story. We're actually just on our way to our honeymoon in Vietnam. Slightly nervous now, thanks.
Oh. Avoid whatever hostel, avoid hell hostel, whatever it was.
Yeah, it was somewhere
staying.
In Hanoi. Mm. Just don't stay, as long as you're not spending your honeymoon in a hostel in Hanoi.
Yeah, I think there might be.
Honeymoon right. In a hostel in Hanoi. Then you should be absolutely fine. But yes, I'm so sorry. I appreciate people trying to eat at this time of the morning. I am sorry.
They were.
They were. It's a busy show this morning. We have got wall-to-wall lads. We have got Stumpy's pub quiz. We've got Rich Wolfenden popping in to talk about the fact that he is running the London Marathon for Global's Make Some Noise as well. Radio X's very own Rich Wolfenden. Oh, I need to find my wolf sound effect. That's what I need.
Hmm.
Toby, where do you reckon it is? Breakfast, no. I used to have it on my page at all times for whenever I said Rich Wolfenden, I'd play a wolf sound effect. Oh, here we are. Here we go.
Perfect.
Right. So, now, I mean, it's not even 7 o'clock, and now, you know, a little peek behind the radio curtain. In faders C and D for the rest of the show, I've got a little clip of it. So I've got these two on standby for whenever I need them.
That's enough.
It takes care of itself, doesn't it?
I've got them where I need them for the rest of the show. I mean, it's a hell of a show. If it continues at this pace, oh, my word, we're in for a laugh, aren't we? Radio
X. On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Hi there, good morning. Just after 7 o'clock, Toby Tarrant here in for Chris Moyles. This is the latest from Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, a 2 pence cut to national insurance is expected to be one of the key giveaways in the Chancellor's budget this lunchtime. Jeremy Hunt is under pressure from Tory MPs to cut the record high tax burden. He's also likely to extend a 5 pence cut in fuel duty. But these people in North Ayrshire have told us they haven't noticed a big impact so far at the pumps.
People say, well, you know, it's a wholesale price and, you know, you have to wait for 3 months and blah, blah, blah. It's a load of nonsense.
The cost of getting to work and getting back, it's just getting worse.
Just a big impact on other things in my life.
In other news this morning, it's looking even more likely it will be Donald Trump against Joe Biden for the US presidential rematch in November. Both have won their party's nomination contest in at least a dozen states on what's known as Super Tuesday. The Foreign Secretary, Lord Cameron, is due to meet a member of Israel's war cabinet later. He's promised to press Benny Gantz to ensure more aid reaches Gaza, where more people are dying of hunger and disease. And junior doctors across Northern Ireland are taking part in their first ever industrial action over pay. A 24-hour walkout starts at 8 o'clock this morning.
Sport.
England captain Harry Kane scored twice for Bayern Munich as they beat Lazio in the last 16 of the Champions League last night. Finished 3-0 on the night in Germany, 3-1 on aggregate. Elsewhere, Manchester City's Erling Haaland says he does his best to block out any negativity ahead of the second leg of the Champions League last 16 tie against FC Copenhagen tonight. His goals helped the club to the treble last season.
I've got one career and I tried to do my best to have the best career as possible. My focus is to become the best possible version of myself.
City are 3-1 up against Copenhagen in the first leg.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price.
That's the eBay way.
A bit of fog and frost to start with. That will clear away to leave the UK a mixture of sunshine and showers today. Quite mild. Temperatures getting up to around 12 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
A couple of things.
Yeah.
I'd like to pick up on there.
Mm.
First of all, very well done for circumnavigating.
Thank you.
The Jeremy Hunt cuts.
Thank you.
Section of the news.
It's a nightmare.
Look, Captain there breathed a sigh of relief.
Yeah, you don't want a day of meetings, did you, Captain?
No. God, no.
Yeah, very well done.
Hey, newsreader's nightmare.
One down, two to go on that. Two more news bulletins to get through, Dom.
Just known as the Chancellor at 8 o'clock, I think. It's easier, isn't it?
Just easy.
We all know who it is. I need to say it twice.
Very well played.
Yeah.
Also, Erling Haaland.
Yeah.
Saying that he wants to block out all negativity.
There isn't any.
Never heard any negativity.
No.
He just scores goals every week.
Exactly.
And everyone goes, wow, he's good. Mm. Must be easy to block. I'll tell you who it's hard to block out all the negativity. Me.
Yeah. Try being Toby Tarrant.
Yeah.
I was wondering how you're going to make that about you.
Yeah, and there I did.
Yeah.
And I managed to do it. Erling, walk a mile in my shoes, Erling.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Anyway, best of luck to newsreaders up and down the UK today.
Absolutely terrific.
I tell you what, though, if you are currently an out-of-work newsreader, you're licking your lips, aren't you?
Absolutely. That's
you're very thinking,
true.
Hello.
Yeah.
This time tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, some newsreader has just been sacked, is sat at home thinking they're going to come crawling back.
Yeah.
When somebody makes the dreaded Jeremy Hunt cuts mistake. I'm going to stop saying it.
I had a nightmare with Katie Tunstall back in the day.
Oh.
Oh, he was horrific.
Lovely.
Oh, he wasn't lovely.
Nothing here to see, just a
deny my dear.
Mumford & Sons, Little Lion Man on Radio X 712. I spotted a lovely... Do you know, social media is an absolute cesspit.
Mm.
And yet... And Twitter's possibly the worst one. And it's also the best one. Twitter can be really funny sometimes.
It can be.
So yesterday, I like on Twitter that somebody can be king for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody can be the most famous person on Twitter for 24 hours.
Mm.
So a bus managed to somehow crash into a building down Tottenham Court Road yesterday. Luckily, everyone's okay. But a guy called Mark took a photo of it. And he just took a photo of it and he put it on Twitter and he said, not sure how it happened, but a bus crashed into a building near Tottenham Court Road Station, police, fire brigade and ambulance in attendance. And a few news publications underneath messaged him, hi Mark, hope you're okay. Would we be able to share this video with credit to you, please? Thanks. He said, it's not a video, just some photos, but yes, you can use them. And then lots of other news publications, BBC London, hi Mark, we hope you're okay. Would BBC London please be able to use your images in our coverage? Yes, that's absolutely fine. And then a guy called Dan Falvey said, hi, Mark, hope you're okay. Can GB News use this image for our coverage? With credit, of course. And he went, nope.
Did he?
Nope. He went, no, I don't want anything to do with GB News. You don't have my permission. At which point, he became a legend, right?
Right.
And then the replies got more and more stupid. Hi, Mark, is it okay if I print off these photos, chop them into very small pieces and eat them? And he said, yes, absolutely no fine, but please don't credit me, credit Gaviscon, you'll be needing it afterwards. Hi, Mark, hope you're okay. Would I be able to have these images burned into my retina forever? With credit to you, of course. Yes, you can do that, please, but do not credit me. And it just got more and more and more and more ridiculous. Hi, Mark, hope you're okay. Would it be okay if I look back at your reply to GB News every now and again when I need cheering up? With credit, of course. Yes, please do.
That was lovely.
Hi, Mark. Existence is a futile toil of the individual man or woman with respect to the universe. Despite this harrowing fate, some persevere and find happiness in spite of a lack of purpose. Do you accept you live in the best existence available to you and cherish your life? Mark replied, existence is joy. Joy is never futile. Yes, you can credit me. Hi, Mark. Would it be okay if I took tomorrow off work? Obviously giving you credit for it. I'm afraid not. The UK economy is relying on you working to save it, especially as there is one less bus to get people to work tomorrow.
Very nice.
And it just goes on. And he's the man's an absolute hero.
Yeah.
Ryland tweeted him asking if he could buy the bus. So go and check it. I don't know how to find it. I'll tell you what, he's on Twitter. He's called Mark Arby. He's just a normal bloke with a few hundred followers who was just king for a day yesterday.
Brilliant.
It's Mark Arby, M-A-R-K-A-R-B-Y on Twitter. And there are hundreds
Hi, bus, would I be able to use your mark in our coverage? I mean, it's just silly stuff like
that's
that.
That's lovely.
It's really, really enjoyable. Right, 7:15, our record of the week is the comeback from Catfish and the Bottlemen. They are doing some massive shows this summer. They're headlining Reading and Leeds as well. They are back, one of the most popular, beloved bands. As soon as they announce their return, people on social media losing their minds. Lots of people texting and tweeting me over the last few days to say how happy they are. The Catfish and the Bottlemen are back with this. It's called Showtime. And we were discussing when it was playing yesterday during the show how much we love this. Love it. Record of the week. Catfish and the Bottlemen. 7:20. It's our record of the week. It's called Showtime. Yeah, it's so good, that.
It's really good.
I like it more and more the more I play it as well. I love it. Well, do you know, well done, Catfish and the Bottlemen. When I used to do the early breakfast show here back in the day, for my own amusement, because at 4 till 6:30 in the morning, you know, you have to fill your days. Do you remember I used to do my own sweepers in between songs?
Yes, you did. That was nice.
Live? Yeah.
No one gave you production, did they? So you just you make your own noises.
I said, when do I get for the uninitiated, I mean, I'm talking like I'm an expert and I'm a moron. But you know the bit in between songs. So if we play two songs on a row, one song will end and then it will go...
Yeah.
Radio X. And then another song will start.
Yeah.
Well, loads of presenters had ones with their names in.
Mm.
I said to our boss, I said, when do I get one with my name in? He goes, oh, it's only really the daytime lineup. And I said, fine. So every morning I do my own Toby Tarrant sweeper.
Would it be on the back of... So there'd be some production that says Radio X?
No, just me.
Okay.
So a song would end and just to entertain myself... couple of times a show, just until my boss gave me a sweep with my name in it, I would go, Toby Tarrant, Radio X, and then play another song.
They can be lonely hours, can't they?
Yeah.
That time of the morning.
You start losing your mind.
When I worked at Kiss in Manchester years ago, in between the sports stories, I'd do... Do you remember when Sky Sports started doing...
Oh, yeah,
when the graphics came on.
Yeah.
So I just started doing that in between my sports stories. So Liverpool looking, hoping to get a good win against Sparta Prague Thursday night. Meanwhile, Erling Haaland, it sounded brilliant. If you listen back on the radio, you couldn't tell the difference.
You couldn't tell. There's a story. Trust me, it sounded brilliant.
Trust me, my mum said it was excellent.
There's a story about a couple of blokes back in the day.
Mm.
It's a sort of a radio legend. I think the story I heard once that my good old mate Jez Wellham, love you Jez if you're listening, good old Jez Wellham told me that somebody back in the day got let go by one of the other radio companies that owns Magic.
Right.
And they were drunkenly walking past the building about 24 hours later and they were like, does my pass still work?
Right.
And they went up to it and it worked. So him and his mate went into the Magic studio that was live overnight with no presenter. And they were doing their own sweepers in between Magic and nobody noticed. And because, you know, they go... They were going, Magic. And then they'd play like Lionel Richie.
I've heard that story. I thought you made that up.
I've heard that was a true story. Yeah. There'll be some radio nerds listening that will know if that's a true thing.
Wow.
Apparently just in between, you know, Lionel Richie and Lionel Richie, because it's Magic, they would just go, Magic. And nobody noticed.
That's glorious.
Also, on the Early Breakfast Show, just to entertain myself and to get a rise out of people... I'd always back Anno Catfish and the Bottlemen as Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yes.
And just move on with the link. That was Hootie and the Blowfish. Right, coming up, Chris Boyle's back for 6:30. And every day, 50 people texting, you idiot, and I would never correct them.
That's lovely.
Oh, just for my own. It gets very lonely in those small hours of the night. So, Adam Brown, if you're listening, feel free to do your own sweepers tomorrow. Radio X. Bad Boys Slim, Rockefeller's gang. 7:34. So if you've been listening this week, you may have heard that you can now contact the show via WhatsApp. And there's a couple of ways to do it. There is a link on Global Player on the app to send a WhatsApp. And there's a number that you can WhatsApp as well. And Andy in Sussex WhatsApped us earlier on saying, morning, Toby, Dom and Captain. Just checking I got your WhatsApp number right. No, sorry, Andy.
Haven't got that.
No, we haven't received that.
Never came through.
But people are using the WhatsApp a lot.
Mm.
It's really working.
Yeah.
Now, it's very easy to do it through Global Player. So that would be, if I were you, you know, route one.
Yeah.
But every good manager needs a plan B. And that's what our manager, Matt Deverson, has provided us. So he has provided us with a phone number that you can also what's happening. No, it's not that time again, Ricky.
No, come on, Ricky. Mike's just said beef. That doesn't help, Mike.
Now, the problem is every time I start talking about WhatsApp, I know. People just start sending me...
You know who set the tone for this? It's Pippa.
It's Pippa. And then, do you know what? She's like kids back in the day that would happy slap someone in the high street, then run away.
That's it. That's what she's done.
Because she started it. She started off by just saying the word boobs on WhatsApp.
And she's legged it.
And now she's not here today.
Yeah.
However, you'll be delighted to know that she is here in spirit.
Mm.
Because before she left us...
She's not dead, by the way.
No.
She's not here.
No.
Temporarily.
No. Pippa, if you're up there... No, she's a roofer.
Hey! Oh, God!
Come on. It's good stuff.
7:35 roofing joke.
Come on, write that down. Get that in the podcast.
I liked it, Tobes.
However, luckily, before she left the office yesterday, Captain cornered her and said, oh, we need you to record some more of you singing over famous theme tunes.
Oh, good work,
and
Captain.
She went, oh, no, you all can do it. And I go, No. Not in the way you can.
She makes it her own.
Yeah, so if you want to jot down the number, get a pen and paper at the ready. And here is the number that you will need. This is Pippa singing our new WhatsApp number over the Jurassic Park theme.
0330 33 33 100.
Awful. I mean, awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
That was lovely, that. put a lot of gusto into the 100 on the end, which
did.
I enjoyed.
Well, there's a take one of that.
Ooh.
And the dread at the end is wonderful.
Can we get access?
In the log?
Oh,
inside
this,
the
this is the
studio.
First take. Here we go.
0330 33 33 100.
Oh.
Very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
On the end there.
She panicked and held her, went, covered her mouth going, oh, that might be a bit too hectic.
Do you know what? She's holding a tune though, isn't she?
Yeah, the Tyrannosaurus Rex is going, oh, I wish she hadn't brought me back to life. I wish she just left me extinct and dead.
Dread!
Now, I know what everyone at home is thinking.
Mm.
They're going, that was great, but what about the theme for Ski Sunday?
Everyone's saying it. Is she skiing at the time?
when she was singing it, she was like bouncing up in a chair.
Yeah.
And she was going, oh, it's really
sounds like she's doing downhill slalom during that. In a good way, though.
Lewis, toe tapper that one, Pip.
It is a toe tapper. It is a toe tapper.
hey, Pip, it's not bad, that, you know.
Toe tapper.
Oh, it's a banger. Anyway,
can we hear that one again?
You can absolutely. Okay.
Did we get the gist of the number from that?
I think no.
Jurassic Park gives us the idea of the number better.
I think Jurassic Park was actually quite useful. I think this is not helping anyone.
Just imagine a ski.
The wind in her hair, flying down the mountain.
It's the dread at the end, which is hectic.
She says that 100 at the end, like, I've nailed that.
Yeah, absolutely.
100!
My work's done.
My work here is done. I'll see you tomorrow. So there you go. I hope you wrote that down. This is the last dinner party with Nothing Matters on Radio X. Incredible track. I have my sentence now. I love it. The last dinner party, Nothing Matters on Radio X. Oh, I love that track. Mm. Captain's obsessed with this album.
Oh, the album's good. I listened to it a couple of times last few days.
Now, every time I play it, people give me a bit of stick because it sounds quite ABBA-y in places, and I obviously despise ABBA.
I don't like ABBA either, Toby.
Don't you?
No.
Oh, you pair.
I'd rather go to a last dinner party voyage than an ABBA voyage.
Right.
Easy.
Amen.
It starts a little bit ABBA-y, the first 30 seconds, but it's a great indie track.
That. It is good. I like that a lot.
So good. Yeah, The Last Dinner Party, Nothing Matters. They are huge. They're absolutely massive at the moment. Okay, before 8 o'clock, we're going to find out what to do if you're attacked by a shark. Radio X. Now, don't ask why, but yesterday I was on the interweb and I saw an article and it was basically, it said that a woman who was an expert was giving advice on how to survive a shark attack.
Right.
Okay? And I was like, I'm not falling for that clickbait, all right? Because I'd back myself against a shark seven days a week and twice on Sundays, mate.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right. Any shark?
Especially on land.
Right.
In the water, I'll give the shark...
That's it.
Probably the favourite.
Yeah. 50-50
if there's a shark in here right now, I'd back myself all day. Just step over it.
Yeah.
Walk out the room. So, got me thinking, right, I don't know how to survive any animal attacks.
No.
Really.
No, not me.
And I figured that our job, in many ways, on this platform we have, on this show, is to teach people.
It is. It's education and entertainment.
Yeah, what was it Tony Blair once said? Education, education, education. Yeah. And I apply that to my radio show every single day.
That's it.
So I figured, why don't we get intern Bella to go online and find how you're meant to survive some of the most dangerous animals on Earth. And then if we ever find ourselves in that situation, say in Leicester Square, we'll know exactly what to do.
There are some animals there.
Drongoland.
Yeah.
Oh, it's home to many.
I'll tell you now, some of the characters you see in Leicester Square at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'd be like, I'll take my chances with the shark in the water, I reckon.
If I said yes to every question I'm asked in Leicester Square at that time in the morning, I'd be in prison.
Yeah.
Good to know.
But out of respect, you only say yes to about 95% of them, don't you?
And scot-free.
Now, good morning, Bella, by the way.
Good morning.
Nice to have a female voice on the show.
It is.
Because, as you may have heard...
pretty laddie here, Bella, yeah, as you can tell.
Just three sexy blokes this morning.
Just hanging out.
You've been doing some research for us, Bella. Five animals, and I'll let you... We don't know the answers to any of these, and then we'll just write down how we think we survive, and then you can give us some points at the end. Is that okay?
That is okay.
Lovely, okay.
So if we're attacked by these, we have to do whatever we think we do.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. And then, Bella, you can give points if you think we're close enough.
Right.
Okay, essentially. Sure.
Okay, Bella, take it away. What's the first animal?
So, the first animal, let's see if you've done your research, Toby.
I haven't.
So, with this animal, to defend yourself, you would hit sensitive areas that can be hurt regardless of personal strength. And here's a clue. Do not thrash about.
The word thrash.
Fresh. Yeah, I've got an animal in my head.
Hit sensitive areas.
Hit sensitive areas.
Can you not just like reason with it?
Okay. You can try.
Okay. Mm. It seems it's an unreasonable animal. I've written down what I think is an unreasonable animal.
Yeah.
Unreasonable.
Yeah.
I've written down an unreasonable animal.
Yeah. Don't thrash about. Okay. Number two, please.
Number two.
Yeah.
Cover your head and neck with your arms and lay flat on the floor.
Head and neck with your arms.
Cover your...
I think that's hipper after a few tequilas.
Lay flat on the floor. Yeah.
You should play dead.
Play dead.
Play dead.
Play dead.
Play dead.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go for... Aren't there some animals that always attack the... You know?
Are they? Wow. Well, the old Stephen and the twins, is there?
I've seen it on lots of Attenborough documentaries where they just go straight... They're like, honestly, like bees to honey. They just go straight for that area.
Really?
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? Some animals are weird.
Some animals are weird, aren't they? Number three, please, Bella.
Number three, back away slowly. Mm-hmm. Stamp your feet to send vibrations through the ground.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, okay. That is definitely Vanessa Feltz.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
Yeah.
It's the only way to stop us.
Show you language she listens to. Morning, Vanessa Feltz.
Morning, Vanessa.
I don't know what any of that means.
Who, by the way, is an absolute legend.
I love Vanessa
Feltz.
She's
great.
I love Vanessa Feltz.
No, me neither.
First celebrity that popped into my head.
No.
Okay. God,
I still want to put number two for number three now.
Yeah.
God, this is...
And are these definitely correct, Bella? Because if I end up in this situation and... Like, how stupid would you look if you lay down, covered your head and neck, and it just ate you?
Yeah.
Play dead, Toby. Well, I don't need to in a second, because I am dead. Yeah. Okay, number four, please, Bella.
Number four is get behind this animal, grab parts of it,
and
pull them backwards.
I think that's...
Right.
No, that's me on a Friday night, I think.
Get behind the animal.
Get behind the animal.
Get behind this animal.
Yeah.
Grab something.
Yeah.
And pull it backwards. Try to break it.
Break it.
Break it. We don't want to hurt the animals, do we?
Oh, break it.
But if it's going to break you.
For sure.
Good God.
Get behind the animal. What's an animal that I can get behind and I can grab something?
Don't do that with your fingers.
Sorry. No, I think you're fully behind the animal. You're acting like you're reaching behind the animal.
Yeah.
I think we're going behind.
Oh, and grab Stephen and the twins.
Or...
Well.
Okay.
Think about two things that you could grab.
Okay. I've gone. Okay. Okay.
As we often do.
That can't be right, what I've written.
No, don't write that.
I've written an animal and it is mad.
Okay. Okay. And the last one, please, Bella.
The last one is a mixture of a few animals. So you could have a number of things for this answer.
Okay, a sort of a smorgasbord of deadly animals.
Indeed. Yeah. And basically, you would need to run like the wind, say your prayers, and expect an almost certain defeat.
Oh, wow.
So good luck.
Do we get bonus points for naming more animals?
Yeah, sure.
How many of these... So you're saying there's a few animals out there where you just don't have a chance, basically?
Yeah, pretty much.
How many have you got on there?
I've got three.
Okay, if we can name... There's 3 points for this one.
Yeah,
okay.
Three.
Yeah.
So there's three animals where, basically, you don't want to cross them on a bad day.
No, you do not.
Okay, well, that would... I reckon that would kill me. maybe, like, one of them? Like, one of those guys?
We've got two that's sort of the same answer.
Yeah, yeah. I think...
How do you spell Fatima Whitbread?
Freakishly strong.
Freaky.
Actually... I mean, morning Fatima.
Morning Fatima, also a legend.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, good.
Now, I'm going to do a little thing in the trade.
Yeah.
That we call share drive.
Oh, I love it.
That's okay with you?
Yeah.
So we will find out the answers after 8 o'clock. I'm share driving. I was going to do that straight into the ads, but I've got to put Radio X in somewhere.
I think so.
You have to.
It would have been insane.
It sounds, to go slightly threatening to go into an ad break. There,
I thought it would sound good, and then as it started, I went, no, I've got to play a sweeper.
Yeah.
So here's the Radio X interbreak.
Radio X.
Global's newsroom for Radio X. I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
This won't shock you. I don't really understand economics.
Right. Okay.
They really hurt my head.
Yeah.
And, you're looking at a man with two Celebrity Pointless trophies and a Richard Osman House of Games trophy.
Exactly right.
But economy, straight over my head.
Yeah.
Now, I was just Googling it there. Mm. According to official statistics, the UK is in £2.54 trillion of debt.
Yeah, it's quite a lot, isn't it?
And you said at the start of your news, how much is Jeremy Hunt cutting?
A 2p cut to national insurance.
I don't think that's going to do it.
Right.
I think he's going to need to do more than that.
More than 2p.
I just think that's a drop in the ocean.
Yeah, it's not going to touch the sides.
2.454 trillion.
Yeah.
And he's taking 2p off that. That leaves most of that behind.
You're absolutely right.
I'd say,
as a percentage,
tell you what,
most.
Our Chancellor's an idiot.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Get me in 11 Downing Street.
Oh.
Get me in there.
Absolutely.
Now, I remember David Mitchell talking about this once.
Mm.
It's all just numbers on a screen, isn't it?
It is numbers.
Isn't it something like less than 1% of the world's money is actually in cash form?
Right.
The rest of it is genuinely in assets and stuff.
Yeah.
So David Mitchell's theory was just type the numbers back in.
Yeah.
That's true, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're 2.54 trillion British pounds in debt. That's the government, right?
Mm.
The government, they're in charge.
Mm.
Just log in. Rishi, he just goes to his thing. He goes, Rishi.sunak, log into his work thing.
Yes.
His password, let's be honest, his password is password. Let's be honest. If ever there was a man whose password is password, it's Rishi Sunak. And he logs in and then he goes online and he just types in, he just puts that 2.54 trillion, he just goes backspace, 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 backspace for ages because there's loads of zeros.
That's a lot of zeros.
And then he just back to zero and just start again.
That's it.
Telling you, Rishi, I've got ideas.
Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Now, the arrogance of saying I've got ideas. If you just tune in, we're playing a game where that I came up with, one of my ideas, where intern Bella gives us how you're meant to survive certain dangerous animals, and then we are going to name what those dangerous animals are. So let me play a quick track. And then if you're playing along at home, which if you are, take a long, hard look at yourself. We'll go through the answers in just a sec. Kasabian, cut off. Blink 182, I miss you. It's Wednesday morning, good morning. So before 8 o'clock, if you weren't listening, and don't ask questions about how we got here.
It's best not to, actually.
Intern Bella was hosting a quiz, and it was all about how to survive dangerous animals. Again, don't ask questions, OK? So, Bella, if you just go through the description that you gave us, and then we'll go through our answers, and then I'll let you, you know, tally up the scores.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So what was number one, please, Bella?
So number one was hit sensitive areas that can be hurt regardless of personal strength. Mm. And the clue was do not thrash about.
OK.
Do not thrash about.
Regardless of personal strength. So I don't even need these guns that I've got.
No, you don't.
Okay. It's good to have them in other situations, but in this situation, they're not needed.
Yeah.
I've gone for... And the music in the background is what I've gone for. I've gone for shark.
Have you gone shark?
I thought you punch them in the nose or punch them in the gills.
Yeah.
Just clock them right in the nose.
I've not gone shark.
You haven't?
No. Okay. I've gone... crocodile.
Whoa!
Because you're not meant to thrash around.
Really?
I too have gone crocodile.
Crocodile.
The crocodiles don't have sensitive areas. They're covered in armour.
They've got big eyes, so you poke them in the eye.
You're telling me if your crocodile touched you, you'd poke it in the eye?
Is their underbelly not sensitive more than their
I don't know, mate.
They look pretty trim.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
So the answer was shark.
He did say, if you've done your research, Toby, and he had only done research on sharks.
That's true.
Yeah. I did think.
And no, the answer to that was not Pippa when there is no sugar in her coffee, as somebody texted.
How many points does Toby get for that?
You get 6 points for that.
6 points?
Six?
Thank you, Bella.
Being generous.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Number two, please.
Number two was cover your head and neck with your arms, lay flat on the floor and play dead.
Now... Dominic Byrne.
Well, buffalo.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Oh. But I imagine they're running at you.
Why did you look me in the eyes and say buffalo?
I've no idea. I imagine it's buffalo. I don't know. I said buffalo.
So you protect your neck and your head.
Yeah, so lie down.
Protect your neck.
Doing that.
That's what the Wu-Tang song was about.
I reckon you're done.
Do you think?
Yeah. I've gone snake, but I've gone boa constrictor. Because it'll strangle you.
Oh.
Here we go. Fun fact time with Toby. This is genuinely true.
Mm.
The boa constrictor is the only animal in the world whose Latin name is its Western name as well.
Whoa.
Really?
Come on. That's pretty good. Boa constrictor is Latin and it's its Western name.
This is huge.
This is, come on.
Wow. You may not be able to fix the economy, but my God, you're good on Latin.
God, thank you, QI. Thank you, Sandy Toksby. I've gone bear, brackets, grizzly.
Ah.
In case you were thinking it was Bear Grylls or something.
Right.
Okay.
If Bear Grylls attacks you, you're dead.
Yeah.
Done for.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Toby, you're right.
Oh! What?
Hello. Have you been feeding Toby the answers?
How many points do I get for bear? Remember, I did open brackets, grizzly, close brackets.
True. Let's go for two.
Okay.
Whoa.
Hang on. Yeah, that's fine. You got six on the first one.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Right.
Number three.
Number three. Back away slowly. Stamp your feet to send vibrations through the ground.
Yeah.
So you make,
Tom's doing a demo.
Because I originally wrote Vanessa Feltz, but I crossed it out.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Captain, what have you gone for?
I've got a rattlesnake.
Ooh.
I think it'll throw it off. But I've ridden a lot of snakes in this game, I'll be honest.
Mm. I, from experience, I'm saying bull elephant.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
I should have looked you in the eye so intently when I said that. We got charged by a bull elephant.
I thought you were joking.
We got charged by a bull elephant when we were in Kenya.
I thought you were going to say like Whipsnade Zoo or something.
No, not Whipsnade Zoo. they do have elephants actually. And the man we were with said, "Stamp your feet."
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were in a car at the time. There was no sense to it at all. So bull elephant, I've put.
Okay.
Well, from not experience, I've always heard snakes are good for a bit of vibration. Because when I've been on safari and you go for a wee in the bushes,
right,
you walk towards the toilets like that.
Oh,
yeah. But I do that anyway.
Stop making eye contact.
I do that in London.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, the answer was snake.
Oh, you got 3 out of 3.
But Dom, I think you should have a point.
Whoa, thank you.
How many points do I get, please?
Let's have 3.
Okay, and what about the captain?
What about rattlesnake?
I've just got venomous snakes.
Well, they are venomous. Well, how many points does he get?
4.
4?
What? You got more than
for
me?
For the same answer.
Okay. I get 1 for bull elephant.
Okay.
I love that.
That sounded like a 4 to me.
Okay, number 4, please. Okay.
Number 4 is get behind this animal, grab something and pull it backwards and try to break it.
Stefan for this one said, that's my partner when the milk has run out.
Oh, no.
Stefan, you're a braver man than me. So it's got to be something with something that you can grab onto.
Mm. Yes.
So obviously I've written moose.
Moose.
Antlers.
Oh, the antlers, yeah.
Antlers.
Yeah.
Get behind it, grab it by the antlers and say, oi, moosey.
Yeah.
Drag it to the ground. One. Yeah, get out of here, moose face.
They're massive.
They are big.
A meese.
But then I'm no slouch.
Yeah.
You know?
They're moosey.
God.
I have put rhino. Because I think you climb, you get behind it, almost climb on its back.
No, there's no. You're not climbing on a rhino's back.
Hello, I've been on a safari.
You're not climbing on a rhino's back.
Get on a rhino's back, shimmy your way across the back.
You can't say the word shimmy.
To the head area.
When it comes to attacking a rhino.
And try and pull its horn off.
Pull its horn off!
Well, but that's his weak spot, isn't it?
Yeah.
I see the logic.
Thank you.
I too have gone rhino.
What? Why is everyone attacking a rhino?
But I mean, I'm not going for its horn. I'm pulling its legs to the ground because I've got a feeling.
How strong do you think you are? They weigh about 4 tons. Pulling its legs to the ground.
I'm shimming it across the top.
Captain's doing that thing you do at school where one guy kneels behind it and the other one pushes it over.
Come and join me.
Is it or is it not a rhino?
Oh, right. Man. What have you said, Toad?
I said moose.
Moose, right. Sorry.
Right, well, you're all wrong. That was a hard one, to be fair. It's actually a vulture.
A vulture?
Get out.
Who's getting attacked by a vulture?
What are you pulling?
Yeah, what are you pulling?
Their feet, their talons.
The wings.
Oh, the wings.
Surely that's any bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
In theory.
Yeah. Chicken, swan, duck. It works for anything.
The big three.
Write that down for a game tomorrow. Chicken, swan, duck.
Yeah.
Okay, and the last one, please.
And the last one. So you could have 3 answers for this.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, long story short, you've got no chance against these animals because you have to run like the wind, say your prayers, and expect an almost certain defeat.
Okay.
So what did you put?
I've put your hippo. I've heard they kill loads of people.
They love it.
Yeah.
Hippos love a murder.
Mm.
Can't stop them murdering.
No.
Lion.
Mm.
Come on. Mm. It's the big dog, right?
Yeah.
Big dog.
And big I was cat. Torn between, you know, there's some pretty dangerous snakes out there. Berm slang, black mamba, but I wrote polar bear.
Oh,
big bear.
Yeah,
big bear. You're in his house as well.
Because
if you want to be a polar bear, it means you're in ice caps.
Yeah,
you?
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. So I've gone lion, hippo, polar bear.
Mm.
Okay, Dom.
Lion.
Mm.
Cheetah.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, good.
Mm.
Ostrich. Now, you laugh. The ostrich is very, very dangerous and almost killed Johnny Cash. It's true. Johnny Cash has got... It's either an emu or an ostrich. Might be an emu. It's an emu. Has got a zoo in his back garden.
Yeah.
Or he did. He's not no longer with anymore. Had a zoo in his back garden and an emu went for him and was sort of jumping on him and misses Johnny Cash. Saved his life.
Wow.
Right. So emu stroke ostrich.
I rode an ostrich in South Africa.
Did you?
Yeah, I raced one. Against two of my mates. It was like an ostrich farm. It was allowed.
Oh, I see.
I didn't just jump on a wild ostrich and say, right, see you at the finish line, lads.
You get the taxi. I'll get the ostrich.
Okay.
Lion, polar bear, wolf.
Nice.
Oh, wolf.
Yeah, I reckon a wolf would have me over.
I can see that.
Yeah, I reckon a wolf would have you.
Mm. So you've all put lion.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's not. I mean, it probably is. Yeah. Over, but not on my sheet.
Yeah.
So.
Do any of us get any points?
Toby, you get 1.
All 4. Hippo.
Hippo.
Oh, yeah, hippo.
I knew they were bad news.
Yes. Yeah. And what were the other ones?
And the other ones were hyenas or wild dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're going to...
Wolf?
Wolf you can
wolf.
Have.
Wolf. Do you know what? Wolf.
Yeah, it's part of the family.
How many points for wolf?
Seven.
Seven for Wolf.
Bella's scoring system.
Wolf is like the golden snitch in Harry Potter. It doesn't matter what you've done prior to this point. You get Wolf and you win, basically.
Yeah.
Right, well, I mean, I think I won that. I'm giving that game to me, if
I
that's okay.
I got 11 points.
Okay, well,
I got one and it was out of pity.
All right.
It was for Bull Elephant.
Well, I got loads of points, basically.
Yeah, well done. Google Johnny Cash, though, if you've got time.
Well, I think we learned something today. Yeah. Now, it's 8:22. In a sec, I have got a very, very exciting Radio X announcement for you.
Sorry, Johnny the Builder's just texting. I was too fat to ride an ostrich. Bye-bye. Thank you, Johnny.
This is Blur. Yeah. 8:24, Wednesday morning, Radio X. Now, it is that time of the year again. Very, very exciting time of the year. Because, as you may know, Easter Monday is a few weeks away. And on Easter Monday here at Radio X, we do this.
They have to win this year.
It's back.
The vote is always so, so close.
Decades of musical legacy. In your control.
Radio X.
Best of British.
What an incredible list of legends.
Vote for your best British song of all time.
On Global Player, the official Radio X app.
Run fast for your mother, fast for your father.
Radio X.
Best of British.
2024.
Yes, it's back. Radio X Best the British 2024. So I can tell you that as of now, the voting is officially open. So if you're new to Radio X, if you've joined us in the last 12 months since we last did this, it's brilliant, okay? So you get to decide your favourite British track of all time, and then we do a Top 100 countdown, always on Easter Monday. It goes on all day from 10 till 7. And it's just 9 hours of some of the best pieces of music the world has ever seen. And every single year, the list gets announced, and the thing that's nice about it is everyone on social media wholeheartedly agrees with the order of the list and the winner, and there's no complaints from anyone whatsoever.
That's right. It's very harmonious, isn't it?
Yeah. It causes absolute uproar.
Yeah.
So, shall we remind ourselves about last year's top 10? So this is what you, the public, decided were the 10 greatest British songs of all time last year. Faithless Insomnia. Obviously, we lost Maxi Jazz, obviously influenced that a bit as well. The song that I vote for every year, Rolling Stones, Give Me Shelter. There's always a bit of recency bias. Wet Leg, Wet Dream was 8th last year. Always in the top 10. Champagne Supernova, Oasis. The song I play when I need to go for a poo, it's the Stone Roses, I Am the Resurrection. Sam Fender, didn't he win it 1 year with this
he
track?
He did, yeah.
My favourite Arctic track, 505. Bohemian Rhapsody was in it 3. Slide Away, Oasis, they were 2nd and 1st last year. Live Forever, you decided as the greatest British song of all time. And as you can see when you listen to that top 10, I mean, you can kind of understand why there's sometimes some controversy. So it's interesting, there's always a bit of recency bias, as I said, with Wet Leg, Wet Dream. So there's always a song that people are obsessed with from that year that does very, very well. So, for example, I wouldn't be surprised this year if a bit of Nothing But Thieves sneaks into top 20, top 10 even, which people get really angry about. But there's no rules. People seem to think that the winner has to be a song that's at least 30 years old. There are no rules. So last year, tens of thousands of you voted. Oasis featured in the top 100 16 times.
Wow.
People really like Oasis. We get a lot of abuse for how much we play Oasis and talk about Oasis. Here's the thing. People really like Oasis. The oldest song in the list was Paint It Black, Rolling Stones, from May 1966. So go to Global Player or radiox.co.uk and vote for your favourite British track of all time. And here's the rule I say every year. You are allowed to moan and complain and whinge about the final list as much as you like, as long as you vote for it. If you didn't vote, you're not allowed to complain about the list when it comes out. This is democracy in action.
Best of British
Radio X.
I also think for the first time in history, I've been trusted with a bit of the countdown on Easter Monday.
Oh, have you?
I'm doing the first few hours.
Oh, okay.
Was no one else available?
I can only assume not. Oh. Normally, I do the show from about 6.30 till 10 in the morning, and then they start the countdown because I can't be trusted because there's a lot of buttons and stuff you have to press. It's a very complicated show.
I imagine.
And yet, somehow, they were desperate enough that they called the bat phone and I answered and I said, yeah, go on then. Yeah, I'll do it. They called the Toby phone. It's just my mobile.
Yeah. You call it Toby phone. It's a shame.
But I can't wait. So, yeah, Easter Monday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. But voting is open now on Global Player. And go and do it immediately because you'll forget and then suddenly, before you know it, it will sneak up on you. We'll have closed voting and then you'll be there going, oh, I was going to vote for that. So please go to Global Player or radiox.co.uk and vote for your Best of British 2024, your favourite British track of all time. I love doing Best of British. It's so much fun. Okay, we've got Stumpy on the way, but first let me play a quick track. Noah Kahan and Sam Fender, the man who rocked the boat when he won Best of British a couple of years ago. The thing I love about Sam Fender is how much he loves a saxophone. If you see Sam Fender, you can almost be certain that there's a saxophone nearby. He's like Bleeding Gums Murphy from The Simpsons.
He'll love that.
8:30 morning, Sam. 8:33 Wednesday morning. We have got Stumpy's pub quiz in just a sec. Foo Fighters, times like these on Radio X, 20 minutes to go until 9 o'clock. If you just tuned in, we announced that Best of British is back for 2024. You can go and vote on Global Player right now for your favourite British track of all time. And on Easter Monday, we will count down the top 100. Someone texts in saying, Toby, you big daft ginge. I voted, first time ever. Off to find a shark to fight in celebration.
Lovely.
Now, if you just tune in again, that sounds odd. don't worry about it. Go back and listen again. Right, 20 minutes to go until 9 o'clock, and time for...
This is Matthew Jones, a.k.a. Stumpy's Tuesday Morning Wednesday Pub Quiz on Radio X.
It is Wednesday morning. Yeah. Well, he was going to do it yesterday, but then... Yeah. And Stumpy, I hope you're not offended about this. We decided Gabby Logan and Mark Chapman were more important than you.
Yeah, I was busy anyway, mate, so, you know.
Okay, good.
Right, it falls into my calendar, fine.
Now, Stumpy, lovely to see you, mate. Always a pleasure, never a chore.
Same.
I've got a couple of things to talk to you about. First of all, okay. I saw a photo that I wish I hadn't seen of you.
Hmm.
It's you in a kitchen in a, well, what, a child's bonnet and a skirt with a leg up on the kitchen counter.
Oh, Stumpy.
In some tights, holding a can of Carlsberg. There you go, Dom, just so you can see
what
we're talking about.
Just to clear this up,
that's
an adult's Welsh lady's traditional costume. There's no child about it. You cannot get a child's hat on my head. As my father said, I have a head like an October cabbage.
Oh, yeah, and he meant that.
It's a lovely picture, actually, I have to say.
Why?
He's a few years old.
Right.
And what was the reason for it?
That was a New Year's Eve party where you had to come as a country.
Mm.
So being the patriotic man I am and that there was an adult Welsh lady's costume in the house, I went as that.
Right, yeah. Well, when you look at it, it screams Wales.
It's Welsh lady.
Yeah.
We're getting Welsh lady coming out of our ears.
Flocking to Wales right now for that.
Yeah.
I also saw you tweet, Stumpy, you're not very happy with the Care Philly City Council. And I thought maybe you could use this platform to talk to the Care Philly City Council.
Well, it's honest to God, right? It's gone ridiculous around here. I'm turning into a proper old man with it. But I've seen a guy and he goes on Twitter and just moans at it at his local council and then they suddenly fix things because Twitter is out in them, isn't it? Mm. So I'm fighting for the people of Caerphilly to sort these roads out.
So you've got lots of potholes, have you, Stumpy?
Oh, it's ridiculous. And I like, oh, I haven't got the best car. The suspension is going on as it is, you know what I mean? And I'm swerving around them like dodgems, you know, almost hitting school kids and people in prams and pushchairs and stuff. So, Caerphilly Council, if you're listening to this, they love Radio X, sort it out.
Yeah, we're going to name and shame you, Caerphilly Council. Absolutely. Come on, pull your finger out.
Come
just
on, Caerphilly.
Stumpy nearly crashing into kids every morning, and as they drive past, the kids are going, I think that man was wearing a dress.
It's a Welsh lady dress.
Right, Stumpy, well, shall we do a Stumpy's pub quiz? It's myself, Dominic Byrne, and Captain Crapbeard making his quiz debut.
Yeah. Captain Stumpy. Stumpy Captain.
Welcome along, Captain.
Pleasure, mate. Lovely to chat.
Okay, so you're going to be okay with this? I know you just exhausted your brains with that deadly animal.
Oh, yes.
We're ready. We are ready.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Make sure your texts are off, by the way. No cheating.
Yeah.
All right, question one. Who became Arsenal captain in 1988?
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, now. Right. Oh, now you're taking me back.
Who became Arsenal captain in 1988?
I've written down a player from that sort of era.
Oh, God.
Okay. Question number two. Mm. Who was the title star in the 1994 film Maverick?
Hang on. 1994 film Maverick?
Yeah, not Top Gun.
I'm thinking of Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, so not a Top Gun Maverick. Reference.
No.
So who's the actor in the film? I've not seen Maverick.
I haven't either.
No. I'm going to guess 1994. Who was big around then? I'm going to say this person.
Okay. Good idea. All right. Number three. Okay. What drink is added to dark rum to make a dark and stormy?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Now we're talking, Stumpy. I can do this one.
Yeah. Now you're speaking.
No alcohol
language.
Has entered the room.
Yeah.
All over it.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four, what is the first word in the lyrics for the Slade song, Come On, Feel the Noise? The first word in the lyrics for Slade, Come On, Feel the Noise.
That's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah. I can only think of the chorus.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, number five.
Well, this isn't going well.
No, it's really horribly. Not, is it, actually?
Dom should get this one.
Go on,
in
then.
2007, what Billy Piper song did Chris Moyles champion to test out the new chart rules?
Do you remember that?
I think I do.
2007, what Billy Piper song did Chris Moyles champion to test out the new chart rules?
So he wanted to see if he could influence the charts, essentially.
Yeah. I think it was like downloads and anything that was
That's
available
right.
to be downloaded could enter the chart. So they said, well, let's test out the
Didn't
song.
It go top five, I think?
Yeah, it went quite high, didn't it?
I don't think I know a single thing that Billy Piper's done. Apart from...
Criminal.
Apart from, you know, the...
Chris Evans.
Yeah. Thank you.
There we are.
Thanks. I'm glad Stumpy said it, not me.
Always nice to dance around the point.
Question six. What connects the previous five answers?
I don't have a clue. Well, the problem is I don't have any of the previous five answers. That's where I'm struggling.
Do you mind...
down number three straight away. Yep.
Yeah, I got one right, actually. You're
Do you
right.
mind just repeating question four?
Four, yeah. What is the first word in the lyrics for the Slade song, Come On, Feel the Noise?
Okay. Right, Stumpy, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a quick track, if that's okay with you, sir.
Matthew Jones, a.k.a. Stumpy's Tuesday Morning Pub Quiz on Radio X.
And you can start preparing your defence from Billy Piper and Chris Evans' lawyers. And then we'll go for the answers to the quiz, if that's okay with you. This is Thank The you. Snuts with Millionaires on Radio X. Good morning. The Snuts with Millionaires.
This is Matthew Jones, a.k.a. Stumpy's Tuesday Morning Pub Quiz on Radio X.
So, 10 to 9, Stumpy, hello there, sir. We are doing really badly. I think this might be the worst I've ever done at a quiz ever.
This is tricky.
Yes. I mean, Captain struggles with Rob DJ's quiz, and frankly, yours are much more highbrow.
More highbrow.
Yeah. Really?
There's more class to this.
That's not a compliment to you, Stumpy. That's that's just a criticism of Rob DJ.
I made a rod for my own back, though, by doing the connection years ago. And now every week I've got to try to come up with
questions. That was a terrible idea. Right, OK, Stumpy, take it away. I reckon I might have one out of six.
Wow, OK.
I might have two if I'm lucky.
I've probably got one.
OK.
So, number one, who became Arsenal captain in 1988? Let's go to captain first.
Oh, good.
Captain for captain.
I put Tony Adams.
Okay.
And it's going to be before, after that.
I put Tony Adams as well, although it feels like it might be a little early. But he was captain for ages, wasn't he?
Yeah. Toby?
I feel like that's too late, but the problem is, I was born in 91, so I don't really remember the... Right, was George Graham ever Arsenal captain? He managed them. Did he ever play for them? And was he? I don't know. I don't know. But that's what I've gone for.
It's Tony Adams.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
1988, and then he was captain until he left.
Yeah, I overfought it. Oh no. 88. Tony Adams. Okay, yeah. Fair play. Yes.
Who was the? Okay, number two. Who was the title star in the 94 film Maverick? Toby, what have you got?
I've never seen Maverick.
No, this isn't the top. If you've just tuned in, this isn't the Tom Cruise film.
No, it's a 1994 film.
This has nothing
Maverick.
To do with Top Gun.
I will say that who's big in 94? That's got a bit of Bruce Willis written all over it,
oh,
I reckon.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, Dom?
I'm going to guess Keanu Reeves.
Mm.
And captain?
I put Denzel Washington.
Yeah, that works as well.
You're all wrong. It's Mel Gibson.
Oh, that's such the Mel
he's
era.
He's like a poker-playing cowboy, sort of like a Western. Jodie Foster.
Tony Adams, yeah. Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
There is no...
There's going to be a link somewhere between Tony Adams and Mel Gibson. Just remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gibson. Yes.
What drink is added to dark rum to make a dark and stormy? So, Dom, what did you go for?
I think it's ginger beer, isn't it?
Okay, Toby.
Oh, dear.
Is it not?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What did he put down?
No, I've put down Coca-Cola, but now I'm thinking you're right. Is it ginger beer?
That's a rum and coke you're talking about.
Yeah, that's a rum and coke. the clue's in the title.
Yeah.
What drink do you get when you mix rum with Coca-Cola? Rum and coke.
Vodka and tonic.
What did Captain go for?
I went ginger beer, Stumpy.
Oh,
it is ginger beer.
That was my banker.
Oh, yeah. No.
Was that your one point?
I've got to work out the link here.
Number four. Okay. What is the first word in the lyrics for the Slade song, Come On, Feel the Noise? Captain, what did you have?
Now, I think I might know what your clue is at the end.
Oh.
Oh, really? What, the link?
So I've put the word C.
Right, okay.
C?
As in S-E-E or S-E-A?
As in my eyes see something.
Right.
Toby?
I went for, you know, some of those songs where they just hit you with the chorus right at the start. I went for the word come, spelled C-O-M-E. Let's make that abundantly clear.
That's it.
Let's get the spelling out there immediately. I just thought, you know, maybe they just go screeching there. Come on, feel that, you know.
Dom?
I don't know. I put the word do.
I'll treat you. I'll sing it for you.
Go on then.
Ready? Baby, baby, baby!
Wow.
Ding, ding. So it's baby.
What are we doing with our friend Stumpy?
Okay.
Okay.
Baby.
Right. Number five, 2007. What Billy Piper song did Chris Watts champion a test?
I've got it. I've got the link. Got the link.
Toby, what answer did you go for?
Based on the link that I've just worked out, I'm going to say a word, and I'm going to say the word... The famous Billy Piper track, Scary.
All right, Dom.
But this doesn't work. So I put Honey to the Bee.
Okay.
But it can't be, can it?
Captain, what do you get?
Yeah, that works.
I put Honey to the Bee.
Oh, I've got the link
there. It is Honey to the Bee.
Get in!
Oh,
Stumpy, I'm good at your quiz.
See.
Six, what connects the previous five answers? Let's go to... I think you've all got it anyway. Dom?
I haven't.
Oh.
I haven't got it.
Oh.
So let's go through it. Tony Adams, Mel Gibson, ginger beer...
It's a hell of a dinner party this, isn't
baby,
it?
Baby, Honey to the Bee.
Yes.
Oh, wait, you're not there?
No.
You're not there?
I've written Spice Girls down.
Oh.
Right. But it's not Spice Girls because there's no honey spice.
Captain?
Or Mel Gibson spice.
Yeah.
Well, I put Spice Girls.
Yeah, because if only there was a Mel B, Dom.
Yeah.
Oh, B. Of course.
Yeah. Old honey spice.
Yeah.
There's no honey.
There's no honey spice, is there?
Yeah.
she's the hidden one, you know.
Yeah, I've also put Spice Girls.
Who's Tony Adams?
Spice Girls.
Oh,
yeah.
Victoria Adams.
Yes.
Victoria Adams, yeah.
That's the tricky one.
That's the tricky one.
Right, well, I don't think we need to do the scores. I think just good quiz.
Let's, oh, no, can we?
No, let's
do the scores.
I got... Do you know what? I'm going to say it. I got 4 out of 6.
4 out of 6?
Not bad, not bad.
Not bad.
Can I also highlight that I got 4 out of 6?
Oh, captain.
Oh, good. Well, that is Stumpy. So good to see you,
Toby,
mate.
What did you get?
Jones, go on, Toby. Nah, Stumpy, best of luck with the future, mate. Good morning, quiz. Nah, good knowing you, Stumps. Nah, look after yourself. Hey, hope those potholes get fixed. Right, coming up after 9 o'clock.
What'd you get?
I got 1 out.
One? Oh, no.
Wow.
Shocking, that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
retrospectively, you got the connection.
I think it was a little bit lowbrow for me. I'm more...
Hence, you got one.
I'm more your theatre, your arts, your culture.
Yeah, that's it.
Your history, your politics.
Yeah, the big ones, the big hitters. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's nice that you guys had fun. It was good that there was a quiz for you guys to enjoy.
That's good.
Now, sad news, Stumpy. I've got to get to the ads very quickly, but you did your last ever Brewdog quiz last night. Are there other quizzes sniffing around you, trying to lure you over?
Yeah. Yeah, the calls have been inundated, mate. You know, Jeremy Clarkson stepping down from your old man's show, so I might be going up for that.
Yeah, this is it.
Hey, exactly. Well, best of luck with that.
It's nice to have some time back. You know, I'm a busy man.
Good.
Tuesdays, you know, hell of a day to have off.
Stumpy, I've watched you very closely the last few years. You're not a busy man, but always lovely to see you. I'll tell you what, I'll prove right now that Stumpy's not a busy man. Stumpy, I'm covering Moors again, end of April. Are you around for the quiz?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, I'll see you there, Stumpy. Yeah, there we go.
Elsewhere, Manchester City's Erling Haaland says he's doing his best to block out any negativity out of the second leg of their Champions League last 16 tie with FC Copenhagen tonight. His goals helped the club to the treble last season.
I've got one career and I tried to do my best to have the best career as possible. My focus is to become the best possible version of myself.
He also goes on to say Jurgen Klopp is a better manager than Pep Guardiola, which I haven't got the clip.
Oh, you haven't got it.
City are 3-1 up against Copenhagen going into that game in the first leg.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts at the right price with eBay Assured Fit.
Any fog and frost clearing away to leave the UK with a mixture of sunshine and showers today. Quite mild as well. Temperatures up to 12 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
He also said some very nice things about you and me in that clip.
He did. We haven't got time to play the whole thing, which is annoying.
No, you only get a few minutes for the news. But thank you, Erling.
Yeah, cheers, Erling.
Right, here we go.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
So before the request hour is back from 10 o'clock, a few bits I want to get through. I've got a story about a parrot.
Yep. I want to hear this.
Yeah, I've got a story about a parrot, which I must get round to today.
You must do.
I've also got a couple of other bits I want to talk about. And Rich Wolfenden, the wolf man himself, and I've lost the wolf sound effect, but the wolf man himself, Dom will do it now. It's quite good, actually.
That was all right, actually. Surprised myself. It's the first time I've done that out loud.
That's good. You should do it more often.
Thank you.
So the wolf man, Rich Wolfenden, is going to be joining us as well to talk about the fact that he is running the London Marathon for Global's Make Some Noise. That is Rich the Wolf Wolfenden. Dom, that was even better.
Thank you very much.
And if you missed it earlier, we opened Best of British voting. You can vote on Global Player right now for 2024. This track came 22nd last year in the top 100. Cortina's Not 19 Forever on Radio X. Good Charlotte lifestyles of the rich and famous on Radio X. Now, I know it's been grey and miserable and wet for the last few weeks, which is really, I mean, you know, they'll say that there's bigger problems in the world, but it's really been impacting my golf.
Yeah, likewise, actually.
It's been really difficult to get out on the course recently.
A bit boggy, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when you're a bang average player like I am, and you don't always hit ball then ground, you know, it's very... Sorry, I digress. Anyway, the good news is it is 6th of March.
Yeah.
Spring is around the corner.
It is. Spring is almost sprung, isn't it?
I've seen a few flowers popping their little heads up.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely stuff. Mm. Now, on the flip side of that, of course, it means bad news for hay fever sufferers.
Yeah.
Now, Dominic Byrne, are you a hay fever sufferer?
Luckily, I'm not.
I don't suffer it at all.
No.
Very fortunate. Captain?
Nope. No hay fever for me.
Just three smug blokes who don't suffer from hay fever.
Here we are, not suffering.
I genuinely count my lucky stars every day because sometimes... You could walk into Radek's office, like, Vin's a big sufferer.
Is he? Okay.
And he just, he's been crying, but then he does have to produce me.
Right.
So it's hard to tell, because yeah. It was December at the time.
What's allergy? What's just deep, deep sadness?
Yes, exactly. It's hard to tell with Vin.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, some scientists, some boffins, have worked out a way to perhaps fix hay fever forever.
Hmm.
And it's very simple. All you need to do is get other people's bogeys and put them up your nose.
Right. Who is it? Who's done it?
Simon,
it didn't cost money for them to do this.
Simon Gain of the Royal National Throat, Nose and Ear Hospital in London. Apparently, they reckon a few days of treatment with... Now, you never want to hear these words when you go to hospital. Donated mucus.
Oh, no.
And they're in with John Kennedy on Friday.
I knew that was coming.
It's just too easy, isn't it? It writes itself.
It really does.
Yeah, donated mucus can clean stuffy nasal passages for up to 3 months. Now, I have never suffered hay fever.
No.
But I'll take my chances with hay fever, I reckon. If I was suffering from hay fever, you've got two options. You have a bit of a runny nose, or you can have somebody else's donated mucus up your nose. I go, do you know what?
Take the runny nose,
wouldn't
you?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
That's horrible.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Dom, I'm disgusted.
I'm with you.
But... it's not the only bodily fluid transplant that they use in medicine.
Okay.
Because sometimes for gut infections, the NHS uses capsules of freeze-dried poo.
Okay.
What are you reading?
The Daily Star.
Oh, okay.
Always the same.
Like the last medical journalist.
Page 6 of the Daily Star.
Right.
So, you know, it's look, I'll leave that on the side there, and then you can read it when I'm done with it.
Great.
Anyway, so if you are a hay fever sufferer, you know what to do. Now, this show is not just thrown together, despite the link you just heard, because in a few moments' time, we'll be chatting to Rich Wolfenden. He's running the marathon, and this is the Libertines' Run, Run, Run. The Libertines' Run, Run, Run. If you missed the announcement this morning, Best of British is back for 2024, and you can vote on Global Player or RadioX.co.uk right now, and you can vote for that. We said it earlier on. New tracks always do very well in Best of British, and there's a lot of people very excited that the Libertines are back. Now, if you just tuned in, we were talking about donated mucus. So
that's it.
So I'm sorry to say. Apparently, hay fever sufferers, a way around it might be that doctors can basically... get other people's bogey, shove it up your nose, and apparently that bacteria will help you resist. I don't get it.
It's not horrible.
Tim in Nottingham says, way too much of medicine is just let's take something out of this person and put it inside you. I just think they're experimenting with every single thing and I don't like it.
I'm with you, Tim. 100%.
Hear that, professors and doctors of medicine?
Tim doesn't like it.
Tim Nottingham's not a fan.
He's not a fan at all, is he?
Yeah, apologies to people. David says, come on, Toby, donated mucus. I was just taking a bite out of my buttered toast as you said that. I am sorry. Spoken like someone who's never had hay fever. Sign me up for a mucus donation. If there's a cure, I don't care how gross it is, but keep the poo away from me.
That's
fair. Well, I mean, that would be
a life lesson.
Well, that would be insane, because I said that also sometimes for gut infection, they use frozen poo.
Yeah.
But it would be, she says, whoever texts that in says, keep the poo away from me. Mm. Well, I mean, it would be mental if you were suffering from hay fever and you said, yeah, bring the poo. No, that's not important. We don't need that.
They're on the wrong page.
I just looked at their message history and that's the first time they've ever texted Radio X.
Really?
I do like what happens.
Well, welcome to the club. Now, Rich Wolfenden, Radio X's very own Rich Wolfenden. Is running the London Marathon. Four Globals make some noise, and we have got him in the studio. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Toby. All right.
There he is. He's been sat there throughout the whole of the mucus
there
chat as well. I just didn't know how to bring him into that.
Yeah, that was good, though.
Keep the poo away from me is a strong way to end a text. Yeah. As well. You don't get that very often.
How you doing, Rich?
Yeah. All good.
Good.
Excited
good.
To be in the morning. This is bizarre.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AM.
You're normally just doing dance floor fillers, aren't you?
Well, that's it. You know, it's bangers and no mucus chat, really.
Yeah.
Like less mucus for you, isn't it?
Yeah, that was the killer's Mr. Brightside on your Friday night. But let me talk to you about donating your mucus.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to chat to Rich all about the London Marathon in just a sec. Fratelli's Chelsea Dagger 9:26. Wednesday morning, Radio X. Toby Tarrant here in for Moyalty. He's back next week. Now, a few years ago, I stupidly agreed to Globals Make Some Noise to run the London Marathon, and I remember the morning of the marathon, I woke up and I immediately started rubbing Vaseline into my nipples and my genitals, and then I remembered I was running the London Marathon, so I started to prepare for that as well.
That's good.
Come on, it's good stuff.
Come on, it's good.
That's good stuff.
Come on.
That's good.
It's
good.
9:27.
Good.
Said that, everyone. Yep.
Come on.
It. Clip it up.
Come on.
Clip that.
However, someone else is going to be rubbing Vaseline into their genitals and nipples very soon, because, Dom, you were just telling me off air.
Yeah, that I just get excited listening about stories about the London Marathon. And luckily, no. Somebody is going to be doing it.
We have got Rich the Wolf Wolfenden.
Hey. There I am.
With us this morning. Now, yeah. If you only ever are awake at this time, Rich, of course, does a wonderful job, I have to say, hosting the Radio X Indie Night, Fridays and Saturdays from 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock. It's just your bangers. It's your dance floor fillers, isn't it, Rich?
Mm.
You are the soundtrack to people's Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. People text. They go mad for it. Yeah. They go mad for it. Every week, the same people turn up texting, requesting
Mr. Bangers, I call you.
Mr. Bangers?
Yes, I do. I don't mind saying it.
Yeah. It's nothing to do with the show.
No.
No, that's more the Vaseline again, I think, isn't it?
This is before you started on radio. I've always called you that. Sorry, we digress.
Genuinely, the texts and tweets you get in during that show, because there must be a lot of people who are, you know, enjoying themselves on a Friday night.
Oh,
do you get some of the more interesting texts?
Yeah, there's a lot of autocorrect that saves me, I think. That's doing a lot of the heavy lifting for a lot of the listeners on Friday night, which is good to see.
Dom, you're going to kick yourself. Your autocorrect didn't kick in there. You're going, no, I wrote exactly what I wanted to write.
Yeah, word for word. I'll take it to the grave.
No, genuinely, Rich, fair play. So you've done a couple of half marathons before, haven't you?
Yes. It's kind of part of the training as well. You know, you need to get out and just do your half marathon efforts on a Sunday afternoon or whatever. But it's going to be hard, the marathon. Well, I was hoping to get some advice off of you for doing that a few years ago.
My advice would be don't do it.
Right, okay.
So you're doing it for Make Some Noise, aren't you? Did they railroad you into it a little bit?
They were outside my door. They door stopped me.
Yeah. But did you have a choice, or do they kind of let you doing it? So
very scary. The Make Some Noise team have... Oh. Terrifying.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
If you're not getting your target, then they are coming for you.
Yeah.
It's going to be like thumbs if you don't reach the target, you know?
I don't know what that means, but it sounds painful.
So you agreed to do it. Now, genuinely, when I did it, like, I said never again, and I stand by that. I will never do it again, because I watched it on TV, and you see people dressed as Donald Duck, and you see, you know, a lady, there's always one lady who's like 88 years old running the marathon. Mm. And I thought, no disrespect to that lady or Donald Duck, but if they can do it, I can do it. I'm a relatively fit, youngish person.
Yeah. Mm.
And then I started the training, and it was so much harder than I ever thought it was going to be. So what's the longest training run you've done so far?
I did a half marathon on Sunday.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a burner. But it was also my birthday, so I went out for a roast dinner and many, many beverages
afterwards. Good for you.
So kind of ruined that training experience, really.
Fair play, but you need to feed the engine, as they say, don't you? That's,
exactly.
That's all you were doing.
Yeah, Mo Farah uses San Miguel as well.
Famously. Fair play for you for getting out and doing it on your birthday as well. I would have taken that day off if I were you.
Yeah, well, I just thought, you know, I need to do it for the charity. Got to get out there and help.
What time did you do it in, half, roughly?
I did it in just over 2 hours. So it was
That's
okay.
Really good.
It was okay.
That's great.
What's the longest training run you're planning on doing? Because there's that one massive one a few weeks before, isn't there?
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be about 30 kilometres, which is just a ridiculous distance.
What's that in real
distance.
Money?
Yeah, actually, I don't know what it is in miles.
20 miles?
21
something
miles.
Something like that. Yeah, crazy. About that. But the marathon distance only really hit home. So when I first moved out of Liverpool, I moved to Preston. Mm. And it's the equivalent, the marathon running from Goodison Park to Preston Stadium.
Wow.
That's the distance.
And you do utterly... want to run away from Goodison as well.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
At the moment, especially. That might be an away day for us next season. Might run there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you should get to know Preston area very well as an Everton fan, I'd imagine. So the maddest thing, because you would have, so that half marathon on Sunday, was it an official one or you just set off and did it?
I just put my trainers on and just went for a run around East London.
How mad is it? Because so when you see people running around, you never know how far they're running. In London, there's people running everywhere, right? Mm. And you've got no idea if they're doing a couple of kilometres, or they could be doing a 20-mile run.
That's very true.
And what is mad is that, so when I think the longest one I did was about 18.8 miles training, and I ran around Battersea Park, something stupid, like seven times. Mm. And then when I finished, there's just a bloke around you, like, next to you, like, just, you know, walking his dog. And he has no idea what you've just done. No, no one pats you on the back. No one says, well done.
Yeah.
So that's the training part I found really quite lonely at times. Are you finding that?
We've got a little they're called Global Trotters. Right. Chat.
So I see what they did there.
Yeah, very clever. Who's raising money for Make Some Noise? So, you know, we've kind of got like a Strava feed so we can see when everybody's going out there.
Nice.
And I want to be better than Janet in accounts and that sort of thing.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You know, it motivates you to put your shoes on.
Yeah, well, she's got gout, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a turned eye. Yeah. I don't know why that matters. It doesn't affect her running, actually.
No, it does, because she thought she'd done 20 miles, but she'd just been running around in circles.
That's it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rich.
Poor Janet as well.
I know. Poor, exactly. Rich is the one you should be apologising to. Now, genuinely, Rich, I have so much respect for you for doing this. Fair play to you. It's the 21st of April, which I'd imagine is coming around the corner quicker than you'd like.
Yeah, what's that? 6-7 weeks? Something like that? Yeah, it's not far away now.
That'll go quick, won't it?
Ravaging.
Yeah. And Globals Make Some Noise. Now, we bang on about Globals Make Some Noise a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. The reason we bang on about it is because it does the most incredible work. And if we don't bang on about it, then it doesn't raise any money and we don't get to do all these wonderful things.
It's genuinely awesome. Mm. It really is.
I'm not just saying this because I work for Radio X, but it's the best charity to donate to because it is so difficult now. There are so many wonderful causes out there. And I don't know if you're like me, you feel guilty because you're going, oh, I don't do anything for that, and I do stuff for this, but I don't do stuff for this, because there's so many things that need help at the minute, especially at the moment, let's be honest. Mm. And Globals Make Some Noise supports loads of really small local charities. Sometimes they're charities where there's literally one or two people working for them.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, what that means is it makes a serious, serious difference. Now, there's no donating to charity that is a bad thing, but sometimes you give money to some of those massive charities, and you're like, nice of me to do that, but that money is basically a drop in the ocean of the money that that charity makes, and who knows where that money actually ends up going.
Absolutely.
Whereas with these small charities, this money just goes straight to the source. It goes straight to the problems they're trying to help. It does things like food banks, mental health and domestic violence helplines, carer support, community projects, employment programs. It does everything.
It often means they can employ somebody else as well, which is really important because it's the workload, isn't it? So you might have one or two people working from a back bedroom who really, really struggle to kind of just physically do what they need to do. And they can't afford to take anyone else on. It's that kind of money, isn't it?
Yeah, completely.
That's what that goes on.
Last year, speaking to the guys from Andy's Man Club, and it was exactly that. They said, we can now keep doing these sessions because the money you've given us means that we can basically employ someone for another year.
Exactly.
So it's wonderful. That's why we bang on about it a lot. Now, Rich, your fundraising target was £2,000. Now, my fundraising target was something similar. Until Chris Moyles said, how much do you have to raise to cycle naked round Leicester Square?
Right.
Now, I'm not going to make you do that.
Okay, that's good.
However, your fundraising target is £2,000.
That's right.
You've currently raised £355.
Yeah.
How nice would it be to tick over £2,000 this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, it would blow my mind. That would be incredible. Make Some Noise.
Figure Rich getting out of bed on his birthday on Sunday and running a half marathon. And ignore the stuff about the roast and all the San Miguel's afterwards.
Forget that. It's the morning, which was the main focus at this point. Yeah,
that's by the by.
So here's what you can do, okay? You can donate £10 by texting RICH10 without space. So RICH10, all one word, to 70766, and 100% of your donation will go to Globals Make Some Noise. So if you, like me, have done nothing this week, I just ate a bacon sandwich and had a coffee and some hash browns this morning, I've done nothing, but Rich, bless him, is out there doing all this training in these horrible, wet, cold months we've had recently.
Oh, it's not nice.
It's grim at the minute. You couldn't have picked a worse year to do it, Rich.
I know, I know.
And on the 21st of April, he is going to run over 26 miles... for Globals Make Some Noise.
We should all do it in the studio now.
I'm going to do it right now.
Lads.
I'm going to do it right now.
I've got it typed out.
There we go.
70766.
Oh, I went into autopilot mode, Rich, and tried to just message you. Usually just received a message saying RICH10. Okay, here we go. RICH10.
Send. So charitable this morning.
Done.
Thank you very much for that.
Mate,
that is banging. That's great.
Lovely. So,
thank you so much.
RICH, RICH10 to 70766. 100% of your donation will go to Globals Make Some Noise. I do appreciate that £10 is not a small amount of money. I do appreciate the moment. Times are very, very tough. if you can spare it, and if you really think about it, if you go, do you know what, I can spare it, then please, you're not just making Rich very happy and making it all worthwhile for him, but you're helping some wonderful causes around the UK. And do you know what, for the rest of the week, you can be a disgrace.
Absolutely right.
You can go out and punch old women. Don't do that.
Don't never do that.
Never do that. But if you did...
You got a day of meetings, Captain.
Yeah.
He said punch old women again.
If you did punch an old woman squarely in the face...
No, we're not promoting this.
You'd go to prison, but you could always, in prison, know that you donated £10 to Global Smoke Signal.
Your cosmic karma will be level as well.
No, it wouldn't be even.
And then when you're in prison, if they try and attack you, you could go, look, I shouldn't have punched that old woman squarely in the jaw, but I donated £10 to Global Smoke.
No, there's no but.
They'll leave you alone. They will leave you alone. They'll go, no, lads, don't touch him. He's a good egg.
I feel as though it's taking a turn now, Rich.
Let's focus on Rich again. I like to when we talk about Rich.
I did. genuinely, though. So, Rich,
yeah,
10,
come on, let's
without
hit that
a
target.
Space, to 70766. Now, I am aware that we ask our listeners a lot for things, competitions and donating to Globals Make Some Noise, and I get it. We do ask you, but you always blow our minds with your generosity. You are the most generous, wonderful listeners in the world. It is insane. I'm not just... The way that we punch above our weight as a radio station, whenever it comes to fundraising and stuff, we blow everyone out the water for how much money we raise for charity because of your loyalty. So if you love Radio X or you love the Indie Nights or you just love Make Some Noise, all the work it does, please donate £10, text RICH 10 without a space to 70766. 100% of your donation will go to Global's Make Some Noise.
Yes.
Awesome.
Now, good luck, mate.
Can we keep an eye on the number? Is there an easy way to see this number going up?
There's a link in my Instagram bio. You can follow it there.
Look at that. And he even hit the vocal near enough. Green Day, the American Dream is killing me. We have got Rich Wolfenden with us.
Hi there. Oh, there I am.
There you are.
Speaking over myself.
That was amazing. You were in two places at once there.
How did I do that?
So Rich is running the London Marathon. Radio X's Rich Wolfenden, he does the Indie Nights on a Friday and Saturday night, is running the London Marathon for Globals Make Some Noise. To donate £10, text RICH, that's R-I-C-H, 10 without a space to 70766. 100% of your donation will go to Globals Make Some Noise. Done. Happy to pay a tenner to not run a marathon myself, says John. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. Legend.
Jordan wanted me to repeat the number again, please, because he's going to bang some in. Yep, it's Rich 10 without a space to 70766 to donate £10. Done. Good luck, Rich, says Mark in Wolverhampton.
Nice one, Mark.
And Aussie John says, I tuned in halfway through the link and I just punched my nan square in the face. What do I win?
Right.
That was actually my mistake. That was my fault. Radio X. Chili Peppers, Danny California. 10 minutes to go until the request hour on Radio X. If you just tuned in, Radio X's very own Rich Wolfenden is running the London Marathon for Globals Make Some Noise. He ran a half marathon on his birthday at the weekend. By the way, happy birthday, Rich.
Oh, thanks, Toby.
Happy birthday.
Forgot to say that bit.
Thank you.
But so went out and ran a half marathon just on his own, on his Todd, on his birthday.
That's dedication, isn't it?
Because he wants to raise some money for Globals Make Some Noise, which supports smaller charities all around the UK. It covers everything and it does amazing work. Loads of people have donated. Thank you. Best of luck, Rich. As an Afghanistan veteran, I've donated, as I know the discipline, to go running, especially after a couple of beers the night before. So best of luck, Rich.
You run your best runs after you've been for a drink.
Yeah, you do.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Rich is very handsome, isn't he? Is one of the texts here.
Oh. Who's that from?
That was that you, Cassie. Just say it to him next time.
Yeah. Well, I was a bit nervous.
Yeah, fair enough.
Go for a run with him.
If you want. Yeah. Run in front of me, please.
Yeah. And can I request one hand in my pocket, please, for my 3-year-old who is obsessed with that song at the moment. So that's a lovely message as well. Nice. So your fundraising target is £2,000.
Yes.
You had raised £355 before we gave out the donation number. Now, the donation number, if you just tuned in, donate £10 by texting RICH, R-I-C-H, 10, without a space, to 70766. 100% of your donation will go to Globals Make Some Noise. I know we muck around a lot on Radio X. We're the most immature radio station on the planet. And I know I'm probably the chief instigator of that. This is the one time all year where we genuinely are a bit serious, And we love Global's Make Some Noise so much. We are so proud of it, and the company is so proud of it, as it should be, and the work that it does. I've never known any charity, and I've done a bit for charity, I'm not showing off, but I've done a bit for a few charities in my time, but where the people that we help genuinely come to you and just say thank you so much. You have no idea the difference you just made. It helps out really small, worthwhile causes all around the UK. So donate £10, text RICH, R-I-C-H, 10, without a space, to 70766. Now, I can tell you, Rich, that we did a small ask for money a bit earlier on.
Yes.
And raised an extra £680.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
That's insane.
Which is
very
amazing.
Thank you very much,
thank you so much.
That is everyone. That is wonderful.
Now, that takes us... How's your maths, Dom? 680 plus 300.
We're on about a grand now.
Yeah, yeah, halfway there, I think. Yeah.
£1,035. What great. We got? I'm going to play one more song that's 3 minutes long. Okay. It'll be great, wouldn't it? If
oh
we could,
God.
If we could get over, please.
Oh, that would be incredible.
Because also, Rich isn't here tomorrow, and it's going to be really anticlimactic.
Yeah.
If we go over the £2,000 exactly. barrier while Rich has gone home. So please. Yeah. To donate £10 to some beautiful causes. And so Rich runs the London Marathon so that you don't have to in a few weeks' time.
Mm.
Text RICH, R-I-C-H, 10, without a space, to 70766. And that £10 will do so much good.
Mm.
And you can give yourself a big pat on the back for the rest of the day and say, do you know what? I did something wonderful this morning. Thank you very much to everyone that's donated as well so far. We love you dearly. This is Block Party. This is Banquet. This is Radio X. Block Party, Banquet. Rich Wolfenden has been with us for about half an hour because he is running the London Marathon. He is going to run over 26... Hey, fun fact, Rich, this is genuinely true. Do you know how the marathon started, don't you?
Something in ancient Greece?
It was. Like it was, again, this is a bit rusty, but I want to say that it was during a war and a guy had to run a message back to the army. So he ran 26.2 miles.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Presumably during the Battle of Marathon, I'm guessing.
That's probably a good shout.
Probably. And he ran 26.2 miles back to give a message to the troops. And then immediately, he collapsed and died.
Oh wow.
So there you go. There's a little pick-me-up for you there, Rich.
Thank goodness for St. John's Ambulance.
What a mood killer.
They didn't have any, like, tin foils put around him back then.
Sponsored by Flora, even then, though. Back in the day, that was weird.
And he collapsed and died, and then they thought, we'll keep running that marathon in his honour. So there you go, Rich.
Oh, great. I'm looking forward to it.
What's Toby saying is good luck, Rich.
Yeah, good luck, Rich.
Enjoy yourself.
And also, please donate to Rich, because if he doesn't hit his target, Rich is, by all accounts, the angriest man I've ever been on a football pitch with.
Really, is he?
Saying this?
He used to get sent off every week at 7-a-side.
Oh, it wasn't every week.
I can't imagine that, generally.
The nicest guy ever. As soon as he walks over that white line.
No, really?
Probably on a pitch against the Frizzles.
Really?
Kicks off.
Yeah, he gets the amount of, like, fines Crystal Palace had to play because of Rich Wolfenden. You can donate £10 by texting Rich. That is R-I-C-H 10 without a space to 70766. 100% of your donation will go to Global's Make Some Noise, the best charity. We're very proud of it.
Yeah.
We had an update a few moments ago. Captain, you've got a link in front of you.
So I've got a link in front. I'm going to hit refresh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's see where we're up to.
So that's plus. So it's going to be this plus the 355 that we had already. Yeah.
Yeah. So plus the 355, we have added a further £860.
Oh my God!
Oh,
unbelievable effort, everyone. Thank you very much.
£1,215.
Oh,
well done.
Good
work,
everyone. Thanks so much.
We're running a bit over, but I want to be at 2,000 end of the week, so I'm going to come back to this tomorrow. Yeah, but I'm really late for the request hour, so please send in your request. Rich, best of luck with the training.
Good luck, cheers, lads.
And best of luck with the marathon.